This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I believe it's a session of sanity. You can lay down on the couch, yeah, we have a real long talk, yeah. 2 hours, yeah? No, three. 3 hours. I don't want to say three in German. But anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, Kimberly Moran's going to join me at the end of the first break. We're going to have a lot of fun together. I'm sure, because I got her all wound up already. At least on Facebook I have. We'll see how she does on the air. See if she can stay awake. She is on the East Coast. Anyhow, I thought this was a great story. The president came out the other day and he said, is this audio? Because if I could do audio, that would be so cool. But that would be asking for a lot, I'm sure. Right? So
no matter what the master call you.
Here we go. He came out the other day and he said a pet peeve of his, you ready for this one, is that successful people don't realize, I know, I love doing this, that they've been lucky. That's right, because they really never done anything that caused their success, right? I mean, people don't work hard. People don't beat their brains out putting up all the money.
Yeah. And that means we have to not only question the world as it is and stand up for those African Americans who haven't been so lucky and unjust. And that means we have to not only and unjust. And that means we have to not only question the world as it is.
See, we're unjust. Now, I want you to hear carefully what he has to say. You know, there's lucky white people who are preying on the not-so-lucky black people. Take a listen. Come on, you can do it.
And stand up for those African Americans who haven't been so lucky.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, Whoopi Goldberg being one of them. You know, I don't know. There's a few African Americans. See, I refuse to call them African Americans because even my black friends all say to me, well, yeah, my folks weren't from Africa. They were from Belize. They were from Jamaica.
Because, yes, you've worked hard, but you've also been lucky.
Successful. Lucky. There's people who hit the lottery. That's luck. There's no skill in hitting the lottery. You take numbers, you pray to the lottery god, you hope that everything works out. There's no skill to that. Don't you love those people you see in the lottery commercials? Yes, I've been playing the same number for 3 years, and the numbers I came up with were scientifically coming up with because I used my kid's birthday, divided by 12, multiplied by 3, and then separated the two middle numbers, and that's how I came up with my lottery number. Uh-huh. Okay. And, you know, you hear them say stuff like that. Were they lucky? Of course they were lucky. And then they're out of money 2 years later. Have you watched those shows where the lottery people are broke? 2 years after they hit, and they hit for a million. I'm not talking about $1 million. I'm talking these people that hit for 40 million, 50 million, 60 million. I knew one of the first lottery winners in California is $42 million. And he was a large man when he hit it. He was close to 400 pounds. His wife was I think she was a little over 200 pounds. So she got on the treadmill. She cranked away. He just spent money running around in a limousine and doing all kinds of other stuff and eating even more rich food. They got divorced. She took most of the money. They were both out of money within 5 years. And most of these people who hit big, they're out of money. You know why? Because a lot of poor people, people who aren't educated, they don't know how to handle money. Rich people do not get lucky. I'm sorry. Not interested in hearing this line of stuff. But rich people, they go out of their way to make sure.
That's a pet peeve of mine. People who've been successful.
He could have stopped right there. A pet peeve of mine is people who've made more money than me. People who've been successful, they don't give 95% of it back to the community.
Don't realize they've been lucky. That God may have blessed them. It wasn't nothing you did.
So here we are again, right? And this is the thing that bothers me as a Christian, as a God guy, right? So God may have blessed them, and you're going to put it down? You're going to make fun of it? Boy, you really got a spine, don't you? You got a set of cojones making fun of God. You're going to question why God blessed somebody else? That's not luck. If God blessed somebody, if you believe in God, and you believe that God blessed somebody, who are you to question it? Who are you to discount it? And I'm sorry, the only people right now that are clapping in the background are the losers. Yeah, that's right. You heard me say it. Losers.
So don't have an attitude. But we must also expand our moral imaginations to understand and empathize with all people who are struggling. Not just black folks who are struggling. The refugee. The immigrant. The rural poor. The transgender person.
That's good. That's good. So you put all that. Oh, God, he melted that all together. The refugee. You know, he's not talking about, you know what he's talking about. He's talking about the Islamic refugees. They're not even refugees. I don't even know what to call them. The immigrant. He couldn't put a legal in front of it, God forbid. See, you white folks who were born here, you don't understand. My grandparents came here. They came here from Italy. That doesn't mean I have a leg up on you. It just means I get it. I get what it's like to give up everything to come here. They didn't come here and break the law. They didn't get on a ship and come here from Italy as a stowaway. I think this is despicable for a president of these United States to talk about successful people as though they've just been lucky. It had nothing to do with their skill. It has nothing to do with them going to school, paying attention, okay, applying what they learned in school or maybe through the family business or whatever. you know what I'm saying here? This is disgusting. And I just don't know. Anyway, I don't know what to say. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're always listening to the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Don't go far.
Customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. JNM, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You get a shiver in the dark. We are back. Meantime. Always a pleasure. I'm not going to say, I just learned a new word today. I feel like I'm on the O'Reilly factor. But I can't tell you what it is, and I'm not going to let my guest tell you what it is either. Pretty disgusting. I know it well, but it's pretty disgusting. Anyway, I am Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week, and I enjoy having her on because I get a kick out of some of the stories that she comes up with, and I love winding her up tightly before she gets on here. So, hey, Kimberly, you know, I was listening to, I was listening to CNN in the car today, and they had a Democratic strategist on, and they said the Republicans are going to lose because the only choice they give you is Donald Trump, who's not well-liked, you know, in general. We are the party of diversity. We are giving you two diverse candidates, and I'm about ready to throw up because I'm thinking If diversity is two old white folks who need medication, then, yeah, they're the party of diversity, all right. Does this show you how out of touch they really are?
Well, you know what? Not only does it show how out of touch they are, because they know it's not true, but they will push a lie, and you know the saying, push a lie often enough and people believe
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Diverse, all they had was old white crackers.
Yeah.
They had nothing. We had women, we had a black candidate, we had a Hispanic candidate, we have an orange candidate. I mean, we had everything.
Yeah, I was...
we meaning Republicans, not me, but...
No, I hear you, I mean, look, you had Jindal, you had, right, you're right, we had, what's his name, Ben Carson? You can go right down the list, and what did they give you? Four old white people.
Yep.
But apparently, I don't know what diversity is.
Now all that's left is two old geriatrics. One's a socialist and one's a criminal. I mean, what do they think? How is that diverse?
Hey, I'm not even going to try to fight it. I couldn't win that argument no matter what I did, because you're right. I don't understand their language. Okay, I don't understand how these people speak. Sorry.
Well, they lie, but the problem is they get away with it because the media, especially the mainstream media, don't question them on it. They don't, and this is one of the real problems I have with media and the press. It's everywhere. It's in local as well. It's in New Hampshire. I'm sure it's in California.
Oh yeah.
They never question people. They just let these people spew BS, and they don't say, well, wait a minute, that's not really true, or wait a minute, what about this? You know what I mean? They never question people. So you and I, who are supposed to be the listeners, are supposed to just take their word for it,
oh.
You know, whoever they're interviewing and talking.
Well, they wouldn't be lying, right? I mean, they're on national television.
Yeah. When a Democrat's lips are moving, they're lying.
Oh, there you go. Hey, did you hear about the, you know, usually all the celebrities are going for Hillary, right? Every time there's something going on, they go for Hillary. But did you hear that there's a celebrity that's endorsing Donald Trump? I don't know if you heard about this.
Which one?
Azealia Banks. You know, I'm not into...
You know about her, right?
I'm not into pop culture or anything. All I know is I see this half-naked girl with jean shorts that are way too short, and she's endorsing Donald Trump. What gives? What is about that? What is it?
Well, I don't know, because she went on rants on Twitter how she hates America, hates white people, hates people who don't live in the city. She is a racist hater. Maybe she likes Trump because he's orange instead of actually being white. I don't know. But this is nothing for to be proud of. It's actually embarrassing that this chick is supporting him. People were posting it on Facebook like, oh, looky here. This star, whatever she is doing this. And then I remembered her. She's a horrible, nasty, racist America hater.
She says, let me see. Why am I not voting for Hillary Clinton? Well, Hillary's been groomed for the presidency. She's another one of those establishment robots here to carry out an agenda. She tweeted, Hillary talks to black people as if we were children or pets. I can't stand her. Just being an American and subscribing to the American dream, we all are inherently racist. Yeah, well, she can go back to, I guess she can't go back to anywhere. She came from here, right? We can't send her back anywhere?
She's from New York, I think. You know, this is the kind of people, I guess, that are... like this. I don't know.
So what did you get? I know we didn't talk about this earlier, but I'm curious. What did you get from Cruz's a comment earlier that he suspended his campaign, but he could wind it up at any time depending on what he perceives might happen at the convention?
Well, as you know, the convention, I mean, Trump has not received the 1237 yet.
Right.
Which is probably he's probably going to. But it's still not final and over until the convention. And crazy things have happened in past conventions, so who knows what's going to happen?
Oh, sure.
I have no idea.
I'm with you. I just, you know, I mean, you know, I thought when they suspended their campaigns, pretty much they were done, they were finished. There wasn't much left for them, you know, to work on, so to speak. So Let me see. I want to do the one you talked about. You know, we'll hit the Harvard thing in a minute because I think it all falls in line with this. But you sent me over this a story, one that you wrote actually. The fraternities that supports women on campus and the feminists lose their minds. Tell us what that's all about.
Okay, so apparently it's Sex Assault Awareness Month on Northwestern University's campus. So all the fraternities got together and they put up, you know, signs and banners that said, this is everyone's problem. We support survivors. Stand against sexual violence. You know, they were supporting this cause and trying to make people aware of it. And the left-wing special little snowflake feminazis on campus lost their minds. They were so mad. They were like, oh, you're just saying this. You're just saying this. You don't really mean it. You don't really support it. I couldn't even read.
Oh, this is great. So you get behind them. You grab the banner. You get behind them. You're supporting them. You're on their side. And they basically tell you to get lost because you don't mean it. You're just trying to promote yourself or something.
You know that they had to take the signs down, and they were forced to apologize by these little nut jobs because they might have triggered some students.
Oh, there's that trigger thing. Yeah, no, that's great. I'm sorry for trying to help you. I'm sorry for trying to make your plight known to others. I'm sorry that I was trying to get beside. You know what I'll do? For now on, I'll just smack you around. Maybe that'll help your cause. I don't know. What do you think?
You know what? Damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
I'm from Boston. I'm tempted to say, come over here. I'll help you out with your cause. Come over here. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We got to go for a break. We'll be right back. Kimberly Morin joins me. We'll be back in a second. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to the real side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but the real side of the issues. I'm always happy when you guys get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, send me an email, come on, it ain't that hard. I make it really simple, Joe. If you can't spell Joe, you're listening to the wrong show. Joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Like I do every week, I try to bring Kimberly Moran with me and on with me. And Kim, Kimberly, thanks for joining me. Tell people where they can hear you, read your writings and that kind of stuff.
I write for the Manchester Political Buzz Examiner. That's mostly local New Hampshire news. I write for the Federalist Papers Project. I also write for Heartland Institute. And I also write for Same Page Nation and Granite Grok. Granite Grok is the number one conservative blog in New Hampshire. But we write about it. You know, I write about everything. It's presidential election, all kinds of stuff like that. So that's not just local to New Hampshire.
Good. Yeah. I'll tell you what, New England is a very, very unique area. And you've got a lot to write about there because they're different from Maine to New Hampshire to Massachusetts to Rhode Island. You've definitely got a different group of people up and down that strip, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And each state is its own criminal enterprise.
I think I've told you this a million times. The last three speakers of the House in the state of Massachusetts have been indicted for corruption. Anybody see a pattern there? Can you give me anybody? Okay. Anyhow, this is even better. So Harvard's going to ban members of single-sex clubs from student leadership roles. So they've decided, because they want to be totally inclusive, which is just floors me, okay? So they want to be totally inclusive because men and women are exactly alike in every way, shape, manner, form. So if you are a member of a single sex club or a single gender club, as some call it, you will not be allowed to take leadership roles on campus. That means, you know, captain of any one of the sports teams. You won't be able to be on the boards of any of the clubs, any of the other clubs, anything like that. Because, let me see, I had his comment here, where the president of the college just says is they wanted to be, they want to be totally inclusive and forcing people to be in single-sex or single-gender organizations is just wrong. Well, first of all, nobody forces you to be in an organization. You know, if I want to join the tall men's soccer team, I should be allowed to, shouldn't I? Or the tall men's dirt club, shouldn't I?
You know, this is all because of women, right? This is all because
You can say it because I get crucified, but go ahead, feel free.
Oh, I will beat the crap out of these broads any day of the week. They are horrifying. This is a result of women complaining because they wanted to have the same thing as men, or they wanted to be in the male club instead of just having their own club. You know, frankly, I'm in women's organizations, and I like it that way. I also like hanging out with guys, too. But it's nice to sometimes just have something that's just for a single sex, whether it's men or women or whatever, because you have different conversations, right? These women have done this to themselves over the, I want to say 20 years, really? They have done this to themselves. And they're only now it's turning around on them and hurting them.
They don't think they seem to think so. They think that they're championing the cause for equality. Well, look at I don't want my wife to be like me. I'm sorry, ladies. I like her parts and pieces and how soft she is and all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't need equality. She is equal to me, and mentally, actually, she's probably smarter than I am. But you know what I'm saying. So we have differences. The differences are nice. We have differences in strengths. We have differences in how we process things. We have differences in how we approach things. In most cases, we are not exactly the same. Get over yourself.
Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening, Joe. They are because women have pushed for all this over the past 20, 30 years, right? It's turning around back on them. And now there's a transgender named Fallon Fox or something that fought in a ring. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. And that's a result of these kind of, rules that women want to put.
Oh, right. That was, yep.
That's a result of women did this to themselves. So what's happening now is all these years women were fighting for equality, they felt they didn't have. They felt like they weren't equal, and some of them still think they aren't. But what they've done now is it's pulling a 360 on them, and the patriarchy they used to hate so much is now going to be invading and controlling them once more. That's how dumb they are.
Oh, and you know what? And I'm not going to say it. Yes, I am. And they're the first ones to complain when we don't treat them differently in a nice way. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I don't know.
Oh, I don't know how you guys do it today, to be honest. I really don't. Especially, I feel really, really bad for young millennial guys who are trying to date and they run into any of these kind of nut jobs.
Are there really any young millennial men? I don't think they know. I'm sorry. I don't think they know what it's like to be a man. I don't think they know what it's like to I don't want to say do manly things, so that doesn't sound right, but to treat a woman like a man, be a man with their families, to be a man in their jobs.
I know some young millennials, single men that do, okay, because they have good parents who taught them, this, you treat a woman like a lady and whatever. But, some of these women would freak out if you open the door for them. What, you think I can't do it myself? I mean,
I don't need you to do that for me, right? I mean, is that what they'd be saying? I don't need you to do that for me.
Yeah, basically, what do you think? You're using your patriarchy to think I'm too weak to open the door or something. They're crazy. They're learning this in school.
Oh, God, and no matter what we do, we can't win. You want to be nice, right? You can't win. You just can't win because, really, and I've said this before, and I got crucified for saying it before, but I'll say it again. It's not that we think you're lesser. We like being nice to you. We like treating you nice. We like doing things for you. It doesn't mean that we don't think you can do it yourselves. I want to treat you like a woman. I want to show my daughter. I wanted my daughter to know what it was like, how a man should treat her. And all that stuff today is deemed as sexist and not right and demeaning towards women. You're right. These kids, you just go hide. They don't stand a chance.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's too bad. And it's not saying that it's a two-way street here. It's not saying that it's a bad thing and that women are weaker and the men have to protect them, et cetera, because obviously women can protect ourselves today because we know how to shoot firearms damn good. But the thing is...
not according to Pelosi. You guys don't know how to shoot Jack.
But don't start. Somebody start with... But no, you know what I mean? I get the equality thing, yes. You know what? We can all do certain things all equally well. I agree with that. But it's okay if men want to treat women like a lady and if women want to be treated like a lady and treat their man like a gentleman. That's totally fine. But these feminist people, they flip out like, oh, my God, it's the patriarchy. And they're microaggressing against me, and I'm going to have a trigger warning, and I'm going to need to go to a safe space because he opened the door for me. Sorry, I have to use way too many lengthy words.
I'm fine with all of it. I get the biggest kick out of some of that stuff. And you started the conversation, so we're going to go right over to, we may not be able to finish it in the segment, but the UVA students are saying that the American identity, or an American identity, is the most blatant microaggression there is. Now, during a managing microaggressions, somebody's getting rich off these stupid terms. This event at the University of Virginia, students spoke out against microaggressions like identifying as American and criticizing someone's taste in food. How could criticizing someone's taste in food be a microaggression? I mean, these kids can't take anything.
As American? So we're Americans because we live in the United States of America.
Oh, you microaggressionist, you, or whatever it's called. I don't even know.
So that's a microaggression. I'm going to have to write about this one.
Oh.
This is what's wrong with college. I'm telling you, people should not send their kids to college anymore. All they do is come up with a useless degree and debt. Unless you know the college is a good conservative college that doesn't allow this kind of crap or it's not rampant, it's not even worth sending your kids to college. Because you know what? You're destroying our country's future.
Hey, we got to go for a quick break. Somebody's got to pay for the show. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Moran joins me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Yeah, no singing. Sit back in your seat, okay? None of this stuff. I know the music is good, but deal with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me as she does. I try to get her to join me about every week. Usually, her husband called me and said, will you stop? I have to pry her off the ceiling after she's on your show. You know? Anyway, Kimberly, thanks for joining me tonight. Always appreciate the time you spend with me.
Always have a good time.
All right. So, yeah, I was getting you all pumped up over, what's that word, trigger warnings and microaggression, right? We need to do a Mr. Rogers. I need somebody. If you're out there and you do a good Mr. Rogers impression, send me an email to Joe. Probably some of you are too young to remember who he is. But anyway, send me an email to joe@therealside.com. Give me your contact info. I would love to do a couple of skits with somebody who sounds like Mr. Rogers and these microaggressions, safe rooms, and all this other fun stuff. I would just, it would just tickle my heart to do some of these things. Anyway, go ahead.
What gets me about this? I'm just looking at this real quick, and I just want to. There's a quote in here that says, "I'm not going to lie. When I see somebody who looks like a stereotypical frat brother, I get scared to share certain things. That person is a bigot or a racist." Not the frat brother or the guy who looks like one. These people are out of their freaking minds.
Well, it's almost like anything that makes them feel uncomfortable should be outlawed. Anything that they don't quite agree with, they don't like the look on your face. Where does this stop? That's always been my thing. Where does it stop? Where you know, my mother always said to me, you know, you're going to have to deal with ugly things in your life. Let's learn how to do it.
That's the problem. This is what's happening. Is colleges are destroying the future of the whole country by graduating morons. And that these people, how are they going to? You're right. How are they going to work on a team? How are they going to work in the real world if they can't handle everything not going their way, or they need that little safe space so they can go away and feel better and get away from the microaggressions.
Safe space, my butt. There were no safe spaces when I would look at. A lot of us growing up at my age, you know, I'm in my mid 50s. A lot of us grew up. We didn't have safe spaces. There were no. The only warning I ever got was, "You do that one more time, I'm going to smack you upside the head." That was the only warning I ever got. And even that, sometimes I didn't get. Right? We didn't need a whole bunch of psychoanalysis. We didn't need all this stuff going on in our lives because, you know, we just dealt with it. We learned how to deal with adversity. We learned how to deal with nice things, great things. I mean, don't get me wrong. But just because something you found distasteful, you know, what happens when you go to somebody's house, one of these young people, one of these millennials goes to someone's house and they put something on the table, maybe they're a vegetarian and they put a piece of steak not knowing it, is that person going to roll up in a little fetal position to hide in the corner? What's going to happen?
Probably. I mean, you know, you don't have to stay in a, if you don't want to hear what somebody's saying, you can walk away. Or you can talk to them afterwards and, you know, talk it out, whatever. But they don't, somebody just said it's a fantasy that only exists in college. That is true. And what these people are going to do, what these kids are going to do is they're going to come out of college and all hell is going to start breaking loose when it's all these people that are massively in the workforce, because most of them are probably still living in mommy and daddy's basement, but they are not going to be able to handle anyone disagreeing with them in the workforce. They're not going to be able to get real jobs. Oh, maybe they can work for the government.
You know, Kimberly, when I grew up in Boston. I went to high school in Milton, okay? You go look through the yearbook, and 98.9% were white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, right? It was just that simple. And I was a little greasy boy. I was a little guinea, the little Italian boy. And I wasn't supposed to date their daughters, right? I was one of the dumb dagos. I mean, I go down this whole list. I do not roll up into a fetal position every time I see an older white Irish person, okay? Because they were mostly Irish. I don't get nervous when I go back by a Protestant church. You know, I don't need safe zones, trigger warnings. I don't need counseling because I get nervous when I see a. I mean, seriously, what have we done to our young people?
I'm sorry, Joe, but Irish and Italian is the worst mix possible. So I don't blame those Irish parents.
Oh, hey, listen, I don't know if she listens to the show or not, but I remember distinctly I was dating a real, what do you call them, a pilgrim white person, if you would. You know what I'm saying? Like, right off the boat, you couldn't get any more white Anglo-Saxon than she was. And the mother finally told me her father's very upset that she's dating an Italian. Okay.
Oh my God.
This is in the 70s. Okay. He's very, that's why he doesn't come out and greet you. He's very, very upset she's dating an Italian. God forbid she brought home a black guy or a Hispanic guy. It would have been all over, right? But,
oh my God. Wow.
And my mother moved me. Yeah. Go ahead.
wouldn't your mother want you to have dated an Italian girl though?
Oh, were you crazy? They're crazy people. Are you nuts? No.
Well, I know it.
Well, she would listen. She would love me to have find it. You know, at the time, she would have loved me to have find a nice Italian girl right off the boat, but not an Italian girl that was Americanized. No, no, no. We can't have any of that.
Oh my God, that's too funny. See, I didn't have that deal in my family. You know, I was brought up Irish Catholic, but we didn't have that whole thing going on.
No,
that wasn't an issue.
Well, yeah, ironically, one of my best friends was Irish Catholic, had 13 kids in his family. They yeah. You know, apparently there's a verse in the Bible that says, you know, you're supposed to replenish the earth, and his dad took that personal, like, so I don't know. But
the Catholic Church didn't like the Catholic Church. You weren't allowed to take birth control if you were in the Catholic Church.
Yeah. they followed the rules to the T, apparently.
How can you see?
But you know, I got along with them great. But my point is, it's just... We went through some stuff growing up in this country at the time in the 70s. You know, the economy was bad. You know the north end of Boston. You've been through there, right? I mean, it's not the cleanest place in the city of Boston. And I grew up there as a kid. I would, you know, microaggression. Somebody would slap me in the head if I said, that guy's microaggressing me. I would have been beat up by my own people, for God's sakes.
Well, my dad was an Irish guy. My dad and brothers lived in the north end for a while. So they were the outcast, three Irish guys living in little Italy of Boston. It was quite amusing. They got along with them fine. It was great. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there's every generation is going to have issues, but we should all treat them the same way. You know, just hit it head on, take the challenge, and deal with it. You can't just be running away with your tail between your legs and a tissue up your nose because
But here's the thing.
Stop falling off your face and crying.
They can't even agree among themselves, these nut jobs, can't even agree, you know, what's right, what's wrong, what terms are okay to use, what terms are not okay to use. And I do these stories on the show all the time. They make me crazy, right? So one guy says, instead of American, like myself... This student says, are you ready for this one? Please, take the food out of your mouth. You're going to love this. He identifies as I don't even know what this is, a Latinx, L-A-T-I-N-X, queer, socioeconomically disadvantaged from Southern California. That's a designation for a person? My God, I would have flunked.
I'm going to look up. Oh, you know why he said Latinx?
Yeah.
Instead of Latino. He says it instead of Latino or Latina.
Oh, so he's gender neutral.
Yeah. Oh my good Lord! I gotta go. I'm looking it up right now. Just to see. They call it that because it's trans and gender nonconforming.
And he was very upset because his mother said that when he came out and told his mother that he was queer, she responded to him, "I love you. Do you need to speak to a counselor?" As though my sexuality was mental health. Your mother was older. She didn't understand all this. Why not have some... See, this is what I want to strangle these little geeks, okay? Because instead of putting his mother down, why does he understand that his mother doesn't come from the same, environment that he does, so to speak, all right? Cut her some slack. The woman loved him and cared for him, and the only thing he could do is put her down for that? Yeah, that's...
And you know what? Latinos are a lot... Very often, the Hispanic culture is... Christian and you know, they're conservative typically. So of course they might not have, any conservative Christian family who doesn't understand this stuff would question it. And all these little punks have to do is just sit down and explain it. And you know what? Expect maybe your parents or your family aren't going to understand it, but don't put them down because you're screwed up in your head that you decide to change yourself to all these things that aren't the norm.
It goes on to say, please don't tell me you wear those together. You know, somebody make a comment about your clothing. He says, that's another microaggression. My God, these people really, they need some serious psychiatric care. You probably can't even have fun with them or joke around with them at all. Listen, we're up against it, so tell people again where they can find your writings, where they can find more about you, and maybe if another host is listening, where they can grab you and pull you on their show.
Find me on Twitter, conservative IND, stands for independent, not Indiana. I can also be found at the Federalist Papers Project, Granite Rock, Manchester Political Buzz Examiner, and on Facebook at Kimberly Morin.
Oh, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks, Kimberly. We're always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board. Hey, come on back. Our mad black man from Baltimore joins us at the top of the, into the next hour. You're going to love the first story I have, but I'm not telling you who it is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live. Don't go far.